Hello and welcome in our little studio, Jake Isaac.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We just hit a bit of Long Road, which we've been playing in our program for quite a while. Tell us a bit about that long road of yours. Why wasn't becoming the musician that you are now a short road?
That's a good question. I think, the song came from a place of trying to figure out who I was as a musician, as a songwriter. And so it's written out of frustration. and I think actually now looking back, I'm really grateful for the journey, the long journey that it's been. Because I think if it was a short one, I wouldn't be as grateful for the people I have around me and just for, and also developing this my own sound and my own identity as an artist, you know? Mm-hmm. So actually the long road has been a good one.
Ich habe ihn gerade gefragt, dass er uns etwas über den langen Weg, den er hatte, erzählen sollte, warum es kein kurzer war. Und er hat gesagt, also auch den Song A Long Road hat er ein bisschen aus der Frustration herausgeschrieben. Aber eigentlich ist er recht dankbar, dass seine musikalische Karriere ein langer und kein kurzer Weg war. Denn dann wäre er nicht so dankbar über die Menschen und das, was er bisher erreicht hat, wie er jetzt ist. You're the son of a preacher. How did that impact you as a young person grown up in South London?
So there's a saying that children of preachers are like the worst kids ever. But I kind of got through that. I'm still alive. I'm not in prison. Haven't been in prison. And I figured my old man, my dad, he's pretty chilled. He's pretty cool, actually. Compared to some of my friends' dads and parents, my dad's really chilled. And actually, he's one of my best friends now. So it worked out okay, I think.
Ich habe ihn gefragt, also er ist der Sohn eines Pfarrers. Wie hat ihn das beeinflusst als Jugendlichen auch in Südlondon? Er hat gesagt, ja, Kinder von Pfarrern und Priestern, die sind ja immer die Schlimmsten. Aber er lebt noch, er war nicht im Gefängnis. Und sein Vater ist eigentlich heutzutage sein bester Freund und auch verglichen mit den Eltern anderer Freunde hat er es eigentlich ganz gut getroffen. But are you a quite spiritual person with that background?
Yeah, like everyone has their own thing. Some people have yoga. Some people, you know, I don't know. Some people go swimming in the mornings. I've got faith. And it helps me figure out life. So yeah, totally.
Ich habe ihn gefragt, ob er eine spirituelle Person dann ist. Und er meint, naja, manche haben Yoga, andere gehen schwimmen morgen. Und ja, er ist es durchaus schon. You have Caribbean origins. Your music though sounds not too Caribbean, to say the least. But would you say you still carry some kind of Caribbean spirit in you?
Okay, first of all, up until that comment, I did like you. You were starting to be my friend. I think there's Caribbean stuff in my music, babe. No, I mean, do you know what?
Where?
I know, right? I know. It's in the food when I'm eating it. No. Honestly, I think I'm more British. I'm a British Caribbean. And so my music is more British inspired. Maybe the grooves, maybe some of the beats in there are Caribbean. Yeah, you know, like people from the Caribbean like to dance, so every now and then I like to do something in my music which try and make people dance, or at least if they have no rhythm, tap the toes, you know? So yeah, I think there's some music, there's some Caribbean-ness in there.
Er hat ja karibische Wurzeln, deshalb wollte ich von ihm wissen, ob in seiner Musik auch ein karibischer Spirit zu finden ist. Und er meinte, er fühlt sich eigentlich mehr als Brite. Seine Musik ist von Großbritannien inspiriert, aber vielleicht die Beats, die Grooves, und er möchte natürlich auch, dass Menschen tanzen und sie zum Tanzen bewegen und vielleicht dort in seiner Musik. And yes, you're gonna play a couple of songs for us here in the studio. What's the first one?
The first song I'm gonna play for you is a song called You and I Always. It's the last song off my new album, which came out on the 5th of May, just the other day, and it's out available everywhere. And this song is the last song on the album. So if you don't like the album, skip through to the end and it'll be right there.
Never river ever run so deep as the love I have for you, the love I have for you. never a song we sung the way I feel, with the love I have for you, the love I have for you. Truth be told, I never felt this way, and darling, no, I might make mistakes, but I'm willing to love you for the rest of my days, if you're willing to trust me. Darling, don't be to have and to hold and never let go, and we'll be old and gray, but in love, 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 you and I always. I've thought I knew true love before, then I realized in time what I was waiting to find. I could stand on my own, but I'd rather stand with you, with a promise and a vow for the rest of my life. Truth be told, I've never felt this way, and darling, no, I'm but I'm willing to love you for the rest of my days, if you're willing to trust me. Darling, don't be afraid. No, no, no. To have and to hold and never let go, and we'll be old and gray, but in love, 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 love. So in love, 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 you and I always.
Jake Isaac mit You and I Always, live gespielt im Detektor FM Studio. You've not always written songs just for yourself. In fact, you once wrote a song for the boy band Blue. What did you learn about songwriting there?
Wow, you guys done your homework, huh? I think I learned that this whole being an artist, whether it be a writer or a performer, is a privilege. So that Blue record, being a part of that, I don't know how that happened. I do know it was through, you know, people that I knew, but it was a total privilege. And it kind of taught me to appreciate opportunities writing for such a great boy band.
Jake Isaac hat nicht nur, ja, immer Songs nur für sich selbst geschrieben, er hat auch mal für die Boyband Blue einen Song geschrieben, und ich wollte wissen, was er da eigentlich gelernt hat übers Songwriting. Und ja, er hat dabei viel gelernt, dass ja auch ein Privileg ist, Künstler zu sein, Songs zu schreiben. So you just released your debut album. Before that, you already generated a lot of buzz on the media with your EPs, with millions of streaming numbers. Was there any pressure in writing songs for your first full length?
I think if there was pressure, I would have just been like, yeah, I'm cool, I'm gonna go work in Starbucks, I'm not doing this anymore. No, I didn't feel pressure. I just wanted to write music that I enjoyed. But more importantly, I wanted to write music that made me feel something. If it didn't, I have this saying, if it doesn't move me, then it's not, why should it move anyone else? So, no, I just wanted to make music that moved me. And yeah, there's no pressure at all. It was it was fun. I'm ready to do it again.
Ich habe ihn gefragt, ob ja nach all dem positiven Feedback, den vielen Streaming-Abrufen, die er schon erreicht hat, es irgendwie Druck gab, so ein langes Album zu schreiben. Und er meinte, nee, also es war kein Druck. Er wollte ja Musik schreiben, die ihn bewegt, weil wenn sie ihn nicht bewegt, wie kann sie dann andere bewegen? Und sie bewegt ihn und es macht einfach Spaß. And you have something in common with Elton John and Ed Sheeran, the management, when you started making music, you did everything on your own, including releasing these EPs. I wonder what kind of game changer was that for you when such a big player like this management joined the team?
Yeah, it was a massive privilege. I think at first I parted ways with my first manager. It became a lot. We were struggling to keep up with things. We just played Glastonbury, like the biggest, well, the second biggest stage of Glastonbury, and it was starting to feel like actually this is getting a bit hard. And so we parted ways, but it was all great. And then I got picked up by Rocket, and I was just like, oh. Okay, Elton John, cool, let's do it. And I just went with it, you know. And then I met him and we had Christmas dinner at his house, and he's just like a down-to-earth guy and, you know, sweet guy. And we just talked. It was like, yeah, it was just great. So it's pretty chilled. It's a privilege, but pretty chilled. And yeah, I'm still there. And I'm opening up crazy. I'm doing a tour. I'm supporting him next month and some stadiums, which is nuts, so... Yeah, can't complain.
Jake Isaac hat eine Gemeinsamkeit mit Ed Sheeran und Elton John, nämlich dasselbe Management. Und ich habe ihn gefragt, welchen Einfluss das eigentlich ja auf ihn und seine Karriere hat. Und er meinte, das ist ein großes Privileg. Er hatte zuerst, haben sich die Wege von seiner ersten Managerin und ihm getrennt, nachdem ja die ersten großen Dinge, zum Beispiel ein Auftritt beim Glastonbury Festival, gelaufen sind. Ja, haben sie gemerkt, dass es so nicht mehr geht, dann haben sich ihre Wege getrennt, im Guten. Und ja, dann wurde Rocket auf ihn aufmerksam und er dachte, okay, cool, Elton John ist da und den hat er mittlerweile auch getroffen. An Weihnachten war er zum Beispiel bei ihm und der findet, Elton John ist ein sehr netter, ja, sehr geerdeter, bodenständiger Mensch. Und jetzt gehen sie auch zusammen auf Tour sogar.
So, yeah, you said it, you will support Elton John for his upcoming outdoor shows. Yeah. Everybody loves your music. And you have a little family. I think you have to be the luckiest man on earth. What do you want to reach next?
Honestly, I think I'd like to share my music with as many people as possible. And also, I want 2 more kids.
But first, you're going to play another song for us.
Before the kids, yeah, absolutely.
What's this one?
The song I'm going to play for you is a song called Long Road. It's one of my favorite songs.
People say I'll never find just what I'm looking for. And everything they have I need, but I still look for more. I know this feeling too well, I was never meant to live and I lived that truth before. They told me I was wrong to fight or live like I was more. Don't get me mad cause I'm walking this road. Road, this long, long road. Long road, this long, long road. Don't get me mad cause I'm walking this. Oh, 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 oh. When they said I would stay, I'm not working all these days and nights, earning an hour's pay. I'll take a chance on my own. I'll be walking down this road called life at my own pace. And I don't need them telling me their lies like everything's embraced. Don't get me mad cause I'm walking this whole road. This long, long road. Long road. This long, long road. Don't get me mad cause I'm walking this. Can't stand this turning in my head. When my heart says it's wrong. Can't stand those days when I feel dead to it all. Can't stand this turning my head, when my heart says it's wrong. Can't stand those days when I feel dead to it all. Long, long, it's long, long, long. Long, is low. It's low, low, low.
Jack Isaac ist zu Gast in der Detektor FM Session. Gerade hat er sein erstes Album rausgebracht. Our Lives heißt das. Und damit tourt er durch Deutschland. Heute Abend spielt er im Täubchental in Leipzig. Und es folgen unter anderem Auftritte in Berlin, Hamburg und Köln. Alle Termine sowie diese Session zum Nachhören gibt's natürlich online auf Detektor FM. Jake, thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.